It's slightly stained and stinks of stale cigarettes. Let's spend some quality time in the musical chair with the greatest years in music.
Throughout the 1970s, John Swan was one of the most prolific and in-demand live performers in the country. But it wasn't until 1981 that he had his first hit single with If I Were a Carpenter that went to number five in Australia. 6 years later, in 1987, as the lead singer of the Party Boys, he finally cracked the number one spot with He's Gonna Step On You Again and more hit singles to follow. The story of John Swan has had many ups and downs. In 2015, he was named the Senior South Australian of the Year. Swanee, welcome to the musical chair, mate.
Thank you, Christian.
Swanee, just starting very quickly, back in the very early days, it's well known that you and Jimmy and your family came over from Scotland in the early 60s. So many young kids from England and Scotland who emigrated to Australia back in that era, who made such an amazing contribution to Australian music in the formative years of rock and roll.
Well, it was a good era too, because radio was playing a lot of American stuff. We were bringing that sort of music out here, and it was just starting to pick up. Radio here started to really shift. And that, for me, was just a great thing.
Swanee, for years and years throughout the 70s, your live shows, you're getting packed houses and great reviews, but you still hadn't had the big hit song to match your live reputation. It finally came in 1981. Can you tell us a little bit about recording If I Were a Carpenter?
The reality is, I heard it in its initial format with Tim Harden, and it was a folk song.
Yeah,
you know, the song itself's great. The record company wanted me to do a Billy Field song, and I said, look, it's not what I'm about. And they said, well, it's about time these people could get to see who you are, and the only way you're going to do it is by doing a bit more commercial.
Yeah.
So I said, oh, Christ, all right. But you've got to let me do this song. Otherwise, I'm not prepared to go on with it. And they said, okay, but it's on your head. And a guy who's not with us anymore, Steve Hands, God bless his soul, you know, at the record company, this is at Warner Brothers, he said, I'll back it. They said, your ass is on the line. If it fails, your job's gone. And so is yours, Swanee. You'd get that smirk off your face. You know? But the funny thing was, we went in and we did it with Marco Fitz and myself.
Yep.
Went back and played it to them. And everybody that said, no, it's not working, not working. Well, as soon as it hit the charts, they came up to me and said, see, told you it was a hit.
So who's in the greatest years in music musical chair tonight?
Swanee, in 2015, you were named Senior South Australian of the Year. That's a wonderful honour, mate.
It is, except I thought senior was a Mexican.
Ah, senor.
Senior South Australian. I do 6-7 days a week of it, work of a charity. The funny thing is that people say, oh, he can afford it. He's loaded. If only they knew. If anybody had heard the stories that I've heard, you would be out there doing the same thing. It's just something you can't deny. I did palliative care because a couple of them were fans and they wanted me to have a coffee with them.
Yeah.
Everybody heard that I was doing it, so I started to do it. And I sit and have a talk to them. And I give them a chance to open up about how, I say, how are you really feeling? What are you feeling inside?
Yeah.
And you'd be amazed at the anger and frustration. And I played them a couple of songs. That's killed a few of them, but not really. It's not a big deal. I do homeless children. I do brain injured kids, drugs and alcohol, because I've had such a problem with it over my life. 15 years ago, I gave up smoking, drinking, and taking drugs on the same day. And from that day onwards, I started out doing Meals on Wheels. And it slowly and surely got more and more and more to where it took up all of my time.
Yeah.
And the fact that I am playing rock and roll makes it easier for people to accept, because they think, what the hell's he doing? If he can find some time, why can't I? That's my mission.
Swanee, thanks very much for joining me on the musical
Absolute
chair tonight.
Christian, I'll see you when we get up there, all right?